is. So, look, sometimes you can tell, you know, even if you don't, you know, beyond the results, you can tell, you know, that a couple of years ago when we started out in Anaheim, there was a, you know, an excitement to the group. They talked about how good we thought we were going to be each night, what we were going to do to win games when we went out. We played a really good ball game, and after the game, there was almost this giddiness in the group. That, well, that's how good we can be. Let's go do it 161 more times. And, you know, we'd like to play well enough where that type of feeling builds in the group.
Joined by Cubs President Theo Epstein here, and Mullay and Haw, Luke Kunelison for Mullay today. Theo, how would you characterize the way Ian Happ took news of his demotion, and then where was the breakdown in his development, and how temporary do you think it will be?
Ian Happ took the news like someone who really cares about the other 24 guys, really cares about the Chicago Cubs winning, and really wants to be a part of it. And that's exactly how someone like that should take the news, because he does care, and he cares about his teammates, and he cares about winning. His development, I think that he is in the middle of the process of making an adjustment that is going to take him to new heights in his career. I mean, you're talking about a 24-year-old with over an 800 OPS in his career, who's already done some really impressive things in a major league career that's less than 2 years. And this adjustment, I think, is really, without going into too much detail about it, it's really something that will allow him to be a little bit more well-rounded hitter, and put the ball in play on a more consistent basis when he gets to two strikes without taking away from his strengths. And it's a real delicate balance, because there's a sort of contact versus power trade-off in this game, especially against this modern pitching, where, you know, it's really hard to do both sometimes. Learn how to strike just the right balance. And in his case, because everyone has to make adjustments, there had been, his great physical tools had been mitigated somewhat, to some degree, still effective player, but to some degree by, some difficulties making contact in certain situations and with two strikes. And so this adjustment, this process, will lead to long-term improvement that allows his great tools and his great plate discipline, his ability to hit the ball out of the ballpark, to hit the ball hard and in the air, hit opposite field home runs, and run the bases great, and play really good defense at multiple positions. These adjustments will allow all those tools to manifest on a nightly basis. So it's a small step backwards for a big step forward, and everyday at-bats at Triple A is the right forum for this adjustment to take place.
Theo, the other day, Joe Maddon said 95 wins this season because of the improved National League Central will be tough. Do you agree?
I agree it's going to be tough. Yeah, it's definitely the goal that's going to be tough. I think there's, if you really take the time to assess the sort of talent distribution, the National League is so stacked this year, where maybe there's all but one or maybe two teams that are going to be ultra competitive in the American League. It's, you know, much more concentrated at the top with four or so teams, and then, you know, a great number who are rebuilding or don't have as clear a path to contention. So, yeah, I think, you know, statistically, it's much more likely that there's a cluster of teams in the National League closer to each other than there are sort of these outlier teams that run away with divisions. But it doesn't affect our thinking. That's just sort of like a cold assessment that it doesn't assess our thinking of our goals and where we're trying to get to.
Last one on the way out, Theo. Outside of health, what's your biggest concern area on this team?
Outside of health, I just think it's a year in which we're going to have to really push the right buttons during the season. We have in, you know, this is the largest group of talented pitchers that we have who didn't make the team. We have more options than we've ever had at AAA. And as we use 50 pitchers last year. There's a timing issue with that too. When to make the move for someone from AAA, when to move on from somebody who's been ineffective, how patient to be, in certain situations, how aggressive to be in certain situations, and especially this year, we have to be resourceful with the changes that we make most of the time. So that's it, I think, from my end. That's where my focus should be. I can't worry about health, but I can, and I do. And I think we set up our medical department and our high performance department in a way to do everything we can to prevent at least the preventable injuries. But I do worry about health like everyone else does. I think that's where my focus should be, is the major league side of our baseball operation is making the personnel adjustments that we need to make sure we get where we want to go.
Theo, thanks for your time. Enjoy Texas and best of luck this season.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Theo. Appreciate it.
All right, take care.
Cubs president Theo Epstein on Mully and Haw with Luke Knellison for Mully on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is 670 The Score, Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station, period. Thanks for keeping us on top, Chicago.
Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Weather in Chicago starting to warm up. That means ice buildups melting, pipes bursting, heavy rain in the forecast, flooded basements, and new unwelcome water stains on your ceiling. Homeowners near the overflowing Fox and Des Plaines Rivers can rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. Listen, when any flood disaster strikes, you know who to call. Aloha Restoration will get you bone dry in no time. Call Aloha at the same time as the emergency response team to secure your home and prevent further damage. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664. 847-865-5664.
Experience Burger Madness, the college basketball tournament and Sam Adams Pints at Palmer Place on 56 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. If you buy any burger Monday through Thursday, the second burger is half price. You can also drink $3 pints of Sam Adams for all college basketball tournament games. To experience Burger Madness and the college basketball tournament, along with Sam Adams deals, go to Palmer Place in LaGrange. To check out menus and more information, visit Palmer's LaGrange.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. When it comes to your financial freedom, the best thing that you can be is an informed consumer. Maybe you've been thinking about a cash out refinance or purchasing a new home, but you're not sure if it's the right time. You need to at least hear your options. Custom loan advice from the Home Loan Expert team only takes 5 minutes, and the best part, it's free. Call us today or visit us at thehomeloanexpert.com for our 5-minute loan approval. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
Oh, come on, phone.
What's wrong?
Sprintern. This smartphone is not smart.
Then switch to Sprint and get a brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $15 a month.
$15 a month? Now that sounds smart.
Switch to Sprint and get the brilliant iPhone XR lease for only $15 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after $16.25 per month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, $3 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Now's your chance to save big at the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale. Starting this Thursday, everyone gets an extra 25% off any way you pay with coupon. Gather your crew and fill your cart with extra savings on great looks for spring, like 50% off select men's Izod apparel and $14.99 select women's tops from St. John's Bay. But do it quick. The JCPenney Friends and Family Sale ends Sunday.
Coupon and offers valid 3/28 to 3/31. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, you'll save up to 35% off appliance special buys, like a GE Appliances top load washer and dryer pair with deep clean and deep rinse options, a reliable heavy-duty agitator, and four precise water levels, just $478 each. Wash, dry, save, repeat. Today is the day for doing. With Spring Black Friday savings, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas, dryer, extra, see store for details, valid through April 17th.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I want to talk about these Cubs and what they're doing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Luke Kanellis in for Mully today. And Lou, we just got done talking with Theo Epstein, and I think that you heard an executive that, number one, is excited to start looking ahead instead of looking back. He's kind of tired of the offseason narrative, controlling the focus and the storyline for the Cubs. And also a guy that didn't necessarily appreciate the way that his involvement has been presented, or at least was presented in the most recent article in The Athletic, where they did a nice job of detailing everything that was done in the offseason to kind of instill some structure, or more structure, in the clubhouse, on this team, in the organization. And Theo pushed back against that a little bit, saying that this is all sort of organic and part of the plan.
You buy it?
Well, I think there's probably, you know how it is, Lou.
A little bit of truth, right?
Lou, you know how it is. There's reports, and then we get a glimpse of what's going on. And I'm not going to question the reporting at all, because I feel like it had to come from somewhere. But I think that there's probably, the truth is always somewhere in the middle. There's tends to be somewhere between accuracy and exaggeration. There tends to be what we're really is going on. But I think that it's goes without saying, almost, it's understood that when you talk to guys like Anthony Rizzo, when you talk to guys like John Lester, even Chris Bryant, you get the sense that there was an emphasis this offseason on accountability. And there's certainly, based on actions, regardless of words, in not extending Joe Maddon's contract, there was an emphasis on urgency. So those two factors, urgency and accountability, are off-season narratives. They're accurate. And I think that they were supported in that story with examples. So I understand also why he would push back at that, because he wants to focus to be on what's going to happen in the next, you know, few months, few weeks, rather than what's happened in the previous few months.
I'm sure part of it was organic, David, but I'm also of the belief that part of it was him being boss and seeing things that he didn't like from his manager, from his players. He roams through that clubhouse. He doesn't live in that clubhouse, but he walks through it. He sees what players are doing. He heard what Wilson Contreras told Kelly Kroll in the interview. I'm sure he's talked to other players or seen other things in that clubhouse or with his players that he did not like as the boss, and needed, yes, to bring some structure to what was going on, because Joe Maddon is such a hands-off guy and has been doing it for so long, and I'm sure has rarely, if ever, been questioned at his age, at the age of 65, for a guy that's been around the big leagues for, what, 40-plus years now in a coaching, managing-type role. I'm sure that, yeah, he did stick his nose in there, and like you said, didn't get a contract extension, because here's the way we're going to do it under my leadership, and me being Theo Epstein. And if you can adapt and you can get more involved, then terrific. Then maybe we'll talk about an extension if the team gets off to a first-place start like Theo Epstein expects in this first month. If we don't get off to a first-place start, if things don't look a lot better than they were a year ago, then it's not going to work, and maybe Mark Loretta's the new manager.
Well, maybe so, and I think that all those things that we have talked about and all those things that were reported, even if exaggerated a little, they underscore the idea that this was a message to Joe Maddon that things have got to be a little bit more structured this season. And I think from everything from the scheduled batting practice that is said to be mandatory, but there's been some even pushback at that. You're seeing examples of that. And that, but I don't know how that is to be. You shouldn't have to criticize somebody for that. That, to me, is an executive doing what makes him a good executive, and that is keeping, staying in touch, staying on top of things. You don't have to necessarily. Some of the examples might be examples of micromanaging, and that's where I wonder if, you know, how accurate maybe some of those things were. But the thought of Theo Epstein making sure that every I is dotted and T is crossed heading into a crucial season for the organization after having such a disappointing ending to last one, that doesn't bother me at all.
Doesn't bother me at all, and I don't criticize Theo Epstein one bit. If this is the structure he wants, it's his ship. He's the one who's going to be responsible. He got a new contract. He wants to make sure that this franchise goes out and wins another World Series. And he doesn't want things to get away from him like they did in Boston.
Well, that's the thing, Lou. And, you know, had we had him longer, we might have been able to go into this. I wonder how much of his experience at the end of 2011 and the way that fell apart has informed his actions or his approach to what happened after last season, because he didn't want this to spin and spiral out of control the way that was perceived to have spun out of control in Boston. So
he's a smart guy. He's a Yale grad. He learns from his mistakes, and he does not want to make those mistakes ever again, because he feels like he put together a roster, Dave. He's got the talent here. All right, they've gone out. They've spent as much money as they ever have on a roster to go out and win another World Series. And falling short like they did a year ago and being forced to play a game 163 and then being forced to play in the wild card round because they had such a horrible September, that's just not going to happen. Or he refuses. He's saying it. I will not allow it to happen again this year, and I will do everything in my power from day one at spring training, and I will let them know in their exit interviews, and I'll remind them when they come back in February that October starts in March with opening day in Texas. So what he's done is he's put everyone on notice. Everyone knows how he feels. Now he's expecting wins. He's not expecting, you know, hey, more focus. We may lose a game here and there. No. I want wins. I want first place. I just heard that from him.
And game one of game 160 of season 162, and maybe 163, who knows, starts today, 3:05. Our pregame with Zach Zaidman begins at 2:30 against the Rangers and Mike Minor. John Lester on the mound for the Cubs. Big day on the score with Bernstein and McKnight next, and then Lawrence Holmes at his new show, noon to 2. And then they won't be on today, but certainly McNeil and Parkins are after that. And this is a big day, changing the lineup. Looking forward to Lawrence at noon. But next, Lou, we will have a little transition with Bernstein and McKnight here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Fire steals home!
Starting today, we're giving you more Score. Check out The Score starting lineup. Start your day with Chicago Sports Morning Show. Mully and Hall, 5 to 9. Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon. And Lawrence Holmes makes the move to noon to 2. McNeil and Parkins take you home from work, 2 to 6. Joe O, now night, 6 to 10. Julie DeCaro, 10 to midnight. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. The Score starting lineup. Enhanced to give you more Score. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station.
5-hour tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-hour tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-hour energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Experience Burger Madness, the college basketball tournament and Sam Adams Pints at Palmer Place on 56 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. If you buy any burger Monday through Thursday, the second burger is half price. You can also drink $3 pints of Sam Adams for all college basketball tournament games. To experience Burger Madness and the college basketball tournament, along with Sam Adams deals, go to Palmer Place in LaGrange. To check out menus and more information, visit Palmer's LaGrange.
Oh, come on, phone.
What's wrong?
Sprintern. This smartphone is not smart.
Then switch to Sprint and get a brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $15 a month.
$15 a month? Now that sounds smart.
Switch to Sprint and get the brilliant iPhone XR lease for only $15 a month. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1.
Phone $15 per month after 16.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease. If you cancel early, remaining amounts due. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes tax, clear dial activation fee, and restrictions apply.
Now's your chance to save big at the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale. Starting this Thursday, everyone gets an extra 25% off any way you pay with coupon. Gather your crew and fill your cart with extra savings on great looks for spring, like 50% off select men's Izod apparel and $14.99 select women's tops from St. John's Bay. But do it quick. The JCPenney Friends and Family Sale ends Sunday.
Coupon and offers valid 3/28 to 3/31. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Samsung Stainless Steel Side-by-Side Refrigerator, just $9.98. You save $300. It's big enough to hold 25 bags of groceries. Unload those, and if that makes you thirsty, you'll really love the external ice maker and water dispenser. Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through April 17th.
Wrap me in bacon, wrap him in bacon, and pour bacon
crumbles on my head.
Poor bacon crumbles on his head.
Now that I think of it, I'll just go to Little Caesars.
We'll go to Little Caesars.
Get a bacon wrapped deep, deep dish pizza instead.
Get a bacon wrapped deep, deep dish pizza instead.
Get Little Caesars large, hot and ready bacon wrapped deep, deep dish pepperoni and bacon pizza wrapped in over 3.5 feet of bacon for just $12 at participating locations plus tax.
Pizza, pizza.